Video: Police arrest masked man, find ammunition outside Ken Paxton's election night party in Dallas. By Amy Furr on March 3, 2026. Police are investigating a man wearing camouflage who entered the hotel where Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is hosting his election night party in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday. The man, who was wearing a camouflage hat, sunglasses, a gator around his face, headphones, and gloves, entered the building, but police eventually arrested him for a traffic violation, NBC5 reported. The incident happened in the 3000 block of Fairmount Street where police searched the man's vehicle. The traffic violation was because he allegedly did not have a license plate on the car, and officers reportedly found a large amount of ammunition inside the vehicle, Fox 7 reported. However, law enforcement said they did not find any firearms at the scene. Photos from the ex-profile Amuse shows images of the man wearing the gear as he spoke with police. Officers transported the man to Dallas Police Headquarters, and their investigation is ongoing. The news comes as Texas residents are voting Tuesday in the Republican and Democrat Senate primaries, for Breitbart News. Longtime Senator John Cornyn, RTX, is in the fight of his life against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, and both of them also face Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, for the GOP primary for the nomination for U.S. Senate. The top two vote-getters, assuming none of them reach at least 50% of the vote, will advance to a runoff in May. Cornyn's campaign and his outside allies have heavily outspent Paxton and Hunt, but Paxton has consistently polled atop the field from the very beginning. Establishment Republicans in Washington fear Paxton is a weaker general election candidate, and worry he may end up opening Texas up to going blue for the first time in generations. But Paxton's team insists he can and will win in November if given the nomination, arguing he has survived impeachment pushes and multiple statewide elections to his current post. In February, President Donald Trump declined to endorse one of the candidates but said he supports all three running for the party's nomination, the outlet reported.